Mass. In the introit, the church sings the glory of Jerusalem's temple, that was this day visited by Emmanuel. Great is the Lord in the city of David. Great is he on his mount of Sion. Simeon, the representative of the whole human race, receives into his arms him that is the mercy sent us by God. Introit. We have received thy mercy, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so also is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of justice. Great is the Lord, and exceedingly to be praised, in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. In the collect, the Church prays that her children may be presented, as Jesus was, to the Eternal Father. But in order that they may meet with a favorable reception, she asks him to give them purity of heart. Collect. O Almighty and Eternal God, we humbly beseech thy divine majesty, that as thy only begotten Son, in the substance of our flesh, was this day presented in the temple, so thou wouldst grant that we too, with purified souls, may be presented unto thee. Epistle. Lesson from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. And presently the Lord whom you seek, and the angel of the testament whom you desire, shall come to his temple. Behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts. And who shall be able to think on the day of his coming? And who shall stand to see him? For he is like a refining fire, and like the fuller's herb. And he shall sit refining and cleansing the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and shall refine them as gold and as silver. And they shall offer sacrifices to the Lord in justice. And the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem shall please the Lord, as in the days of old, and in the ancient years, saith the Lord Almighty. All the mysteries of the man-God have for their object the purifying of our hearts. He sends his angel, that is, his precursor, before his face, that he may prepare his way. And we have heard this holy prophet crying out to us in the wilderness, Be humbled, O ye hills, and ye valleys, be ye filled up. At length, he that is the angel of the testament comes in person to seal the alliance with us. He comes to his temple, and this temple is our heart. But he is like a refining fire that takes away the dross of metals. He wishes to renew us by purifying us, that thus we may be worthy to be offered to him, and with him by a perfect sacrifice. We must therefore take care, and not be satisfied with admiring these sublime mysteries. We must hold as a principle of our spiritual life that the mysteries brought before us feast after feast are intended to work in us the destruction of the old and the creation of the new man. We have been spending Christmas. We ought to have been born together with Jesus. This new birth is now at its 40th day. Today we must be offered by Mary, who is also our mother, to the divine majesty as Jesus was. The moment is come for our offering, for it is the hour of the great sacrifice. Let us redouble the fervor of our preparation. In the gradual, the Church again celebrates the sweet mercy who has appeared in the Temple of Jerusalem, and who is about to show himself to us in this more perfect manifestation of the Holy Sacrifice. gradual. We have received thy mercy, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so also is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of our God, on his holy mountain. Alleluia, alleluia. The old man carried the child, but the child guided the old man. Alleluia. If the season of Septuagesima has already begun, the church, instead of the Alleluia verse, sings the following tract, which is composed of the words of the Venerable Simeon. Tract. Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word, in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2. At that time, after the days of the purification of Mary, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according as it is written in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was in him. And he had received an answer from the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he also took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word, in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. The Holy Spirit has led us to the temple, as he did Simeon. There we see the Virgin Mother offering at the altar her Son, who is the Son of God. We are filled with admiration at this fidelity of the child and his mother to the law. And we feel in our hearts a desire also to be presented to our Creator, who will accept our homage as he accepted that offered him by his divine Son. Let us at once put ourselves in those same holy dispositions which filled the hearts of Jesus and Mary. The salvation of the world has this day gained ground. Let the work of our individual sanctification also advance. From this feast forward, the mystery of the infant God will no longer be put before us by the Church as the special object of our devotion. The sweet season of Christmas will in a few hours have left us, and we shall have to follow Jesus in his combats against our enemies. Let us keep close to our dear King. Let us ever keep Simeon's spirit and follow our Redeemer, walking in his footsteps, who is our light. Let us love this light and merit by our fidelity in using it that it may unceasingly shine upon us. During the offertory, the Church speaks the praises of the grace put by our Lord on Mary's lips. She celebrates the favors poured out on her who was called by the archangel, blessed among women. Offertory. Grace is spread on thy lips, therefore hath God blessed thee forever and forever. Secret. Mercifully hear our prayers, O Lord, and grant us the assistance of thy mercy, that what we offer to thy divine majesty may be worthy to be accepted. After having distributed the bread of life, the fruit of Bethlehem, which has been offered on our altar and has redeemed us from all our iniquities, the Holy Church again reminds her children of the sentiments which filled Simeon's soul. But in the mystery of love, we not only, like Simeon, receive into our arms him who is the consolation of Israel, he enters into our very breast and soul, and there he takes up his abode. Communion. Simeon received an answer from the Holy Ghost that he should not see death till he beheld the Christ of the Lord. Let us, in the post-communion, unite with the Church in praying that the heavenly remedy of our regeneration may not only produce in our souls a passing grace, but may, by our fidelity, fructify in us to life eternal. Post-communion. We beseech thee, O Lord our God, that the sacred mysteries we have received to preserve our new life may, by the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a Virgin, become a remedy to us, both now and for the future.